Hello, my friends, and welcome back to season 2 of Mama Rosalind's Place. Yes, you heard me right. Season 2. To all of you that have been on this journey with me, I thank you. You are appreciated. And as always, this is a place where all are welcomed. So, my friends, come on in, sit back, relax, and stay for a while. Each week, I will share with you a different story or two. These are my interpretations of some of my favorite stories. This week, the story that I'll be sharing is Brer Tiger and the Big Win, as retold by William J. Faulkner. In the olden days, the creatures used to plow in the fields and plant their crop, just the same as the menfolk do now. When the rains came, the crops were good. But one year, no rain came, and there was a famine in the land. The sun boiled down like a red bale of fire. All the creeks and ditches and springs, they just dried up. All the fruit on the trees shriveled, and there was no food and no drinking water for the creatures. It was a terrible time. But there was one place where there was plenty of food, and a spring that never ran dry. It was called the Clayton Field, and in the field stood a big pear tree, just a-hanging down with juicy pears, enough for everybody. So the poor hungry creatures went over to the field to get something to eat and something to drink. But a great big tiger lived under the pear tree, and when the creatures came close, he rose up and said, "I'll eat you up. I'll eat you up if you come over here." All the creatures backed off and crawled to the edge of the woods and sat there with misery in their eyes, just looking at the field. They were so starved and so parched that their ribs showed through their hides and their tongues just hung out of their mouths. Now, just about this time, along came Brer Rabbit. He was just a-hopping and a-skipping, as if he'd never been hungry a day in his life. "Say, y'all, what's the matter? Why everybody looking so down?" asked Brer Rabbit. "We're hungry and thirsty and can't find any food or water." "That's what's the matter with us," answered the creatures. "And we can't get in the Clayton Field because Brer Tiger said he'd eat us up if we came over there."
"That's
sure not right," said Brer Rabbit. "It's not right for one animal to have it all and the rest to have nothing. Y'all come here. Come close. I'm going to tell you something." And Brer Rabbit jumped up on a stump so that all could see him as they crawled around. When Brer Rabbit had finished whispering his plan, he said, "Now, you all get your post in the morning. Everyone be there bright and early." The first animal to get to his post was Brer Bear. Before daybreak, he was toting a big club on his shoulder and took his place alongside an old hollow log. The next creature to arrive was Brer Alligator. Cooter, a snapping turtle, who crawled in the hollow log. Then Brer Turkey and Brer Eagle and all the big fowls of the air came, a-sailing in and roosting in the tops of the tall trees. Next to arrive were the tree-climbing animals, like Brer Raccoon and his family, Sister Possum and all her little ones. They climbed into the low trees, then followed the little creatures like Brer Squirrel, Brer Muskrat, Brer Otter, and all kinds of birds. They all took their posts and waited for Brer Rabbit. Pretty soon, when the sun was about a half hour high, along came Brer Rabbit down the big road with a long grass rope wrapped around his shoulder, and he was just a-singing, "Oh Lord, oh Lord, there's a great big wind that's a-coming through the woods. And it's going to blow all the people off the earth." And while he was singing his song, a powerful noise broke out in the woods. There was Br'er Bear beating on the hollow log with all his might. Bick-a-boom, 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 boom, boom. Inside the log, Br'er Cooter was a-jumping. Bick-a-boom, 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 boom, boom. Br'er Turkey Buzzard, Br'er Eagle, and Br'er Chicken Hawk, they were flapping their wings and shaking the big trees, and the trees were a-bending, and the leaves were a-flying. Br'er Raccoon and Sister Possum were making up and stirring up a whole fuss in the low trees, while the little creatures were shaking all the bushes. And on the ground and amongst the leaves, the teeny-weeny creatures were a-scrambling around. All in all, it sounded like a cyclone was coming through the woods. All this racket so early in the morning woke Br'er Tiger out of his deep sleep. He rushed to the big tree to see what was going on. "What's going on out there?" he growled. "What's going on out there, I say?" All of the creatures were too scared to say anything to Br'er Tiger. They just looked at him and hollered for Br'er Rabbit to tie me, please, tie me, tie me. Now all this time, Br'er Rabbit just kept a-hollering, "There's a great big cyclone a-coming through the woods that's going to blow all the people off the earth." And the animals just kept a-making their noise and a-hollering, "Tie me, Br'er Rabbit, tie me!" When Br'er Rabbit came around by Br'er Tiger, Br'er Tiger roared out, "Br'er Rabbit, I want you to tie me. I don't want that big wind to blow me off the earth." "I don't have time to tie you, Br'er Tiger. I've got to go down the road and tie those other folks to keep the wind from blowing them off the earth. Because it sure looks to me like a great big hurricane is a-coming through these woods." Br'er Tiger looked towards the woods. When Br'er Bear was a-banging and Cooter was a-jumping and the birds were a-flapping and the trees were a-bending and the leaves were a-flying and the bushes were a-shaking and the wind, ooh-wee, the wind was a-blowing. And it seemed to him as if Judgment Day had come. Old Br'er Tiger was so scared, he couldn't move. And then he said to Br'er Rabbit, "Now you look a-here. I've got my head up against this pine tree. It won't take but a minute to tie me to it. Please tie me, Br'er Rabbit, tie me. Because I don't want the wind to blow me off the face of the earth." Br'er Rabbit just shook his head. "Br'er Tiger, I don't have time to bother with you. I have to go tie those other folks. I done told you." "I don't care about those other folks," said Br'er Tiger. "I want you to tie me so the wind don't blow me off the earth. Look, Br'er Rabbit, I've got my head here against this here tree. Please tie me. Come on, tie me." "Well, all right, if you insist, Br'er Tiger. Just hold still a minute. I'll take out some time from helping the other peoples to help you." Now, while all this was taking and going on, the noise kept getting louder and louder. Somewhere back yonder, it sounded like thunder was a-rolling. Br'er Bear was still a-beating on the log. Bick-a-bam, bick-a-bam, bam-bam-bam. Br'er Cooter was still a-jumping in the log. Bick-a-boom, bick-a-boom, boom-boom-boom. And the birds were a-flapping, and the trees were a-bending, and the leaves were a-flying. And the bushes were shaking, and the creatures were crying, and Br'er Rabbit, he was a-tying. He wrapped that rope around Br'er Tiger's neck, and he pulled it real tight. He wrapped it around Br'er Tiger's feet, and he pulled it tight. Then Br'er Tiger tried to pinch and rear. He asked Br'er Rabbit, "Please, come on, make it a little tighter. I don't want the big wind to blow me off the earth." So Br'er Rabbit wrapped him around and around so tight that even the biggest cyclone in the world couldn't blow him away. And then Br'er Rabbit backed off and he looked at Br'er Tiger. When he saw that Br'er Tiger couldn't move, Br'er Rabbit called out, "Hush your fuss now, children. Stop all your crying. Come down here. I want to show you something. Look, everybody. There's our great Br'er Tiger. He had all the pears and all the drinking water and all of everything when there was enough for everybody. But he wouldn't give a bite of food or a drop of water to anybody, no matter how much they needed it. So now, Brer Tiger, you just stay there until those ropes drop off of you. And you, children, gather up your crocus sacks and water buckets, get all the pears and drinking water you want, because the good Lord does not like a stingy man. He put the food and water here for all of his creatures to enjoy. After the animals had filled their sacks and buckets, they all joined in a song of thanks to the Lord for their leader, Brer Rabbit, who had shown them how to work together to defeat their enemy, Brer Tiger. The end. Well, my friends, I hope that you enjoyed our visit today and that you'll join me again next week for another story or two. If you would like to contact me, I can be reached at mamaroslins@gmail.com. I would like to leave you with this. How cool is it that the same God who created mountains and oceans and galaxies looked at you and thought, the world needed you. The author is unknown, but the sentiment is true. And until next time, my friends, be blessed.